I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Pressure against Christians is growing in Algeria at an alarming rate. Churches are being shut down. Foreign Christian workers have been deported, and others have been arrested on charges of evangelism. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says there's one really good reason the pressure is ramping up.
You've had issues where there is a fear amongst the Islamic leaders there, and I guess even the population to some extent, of the way that Christianity is growing in that part of the world. And then what starts to happen is pressure is then applied on the government, and those that are more militant in their Islam get very concerned about the growth of Christianity.
Please ask God to sustain these brothers and sisters, and that their testimony might draw others to know Jesus. And a Global Disciples church planter in Tanzania named John used to be a Muslim and would-be assassin. John was angry with a local Christian leader and plotted to kill him with a bomb. Global Disciples' Galen shares.
He was ready to set off the device when he felt this powerful punch in the chest from an invisible hand, knocked him backward, and prevented him from igniting the device. He determined to accomplish his mission, stepped forward to do it again, and again was hit in the chest by this invisible fist. It happened a third time so hard that it knocked him off his feet, and he was convinced if it happened again, it would kill him. So he fled.
John became a Christian, and today he shares the gospel with Muslims in Tanzania. Please ask God to bless John's ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.